Coaches, many of you are coming up to the end of your basketball season, and in the next few weeks, you're gonna be celebrating your seniors with a seniors night, where you get to honor the contribution of your seniors over the past few seasons with your program. And I really wanna encourage you to make the most of that opportunity to serve your seniors and to make much of them. I think in some ways we've lost the importance of ceremony in our culture. And this is an opportunity for you to honor them, to serve them, to build them up. And not only just to say, hey, all the great things that they have done, maybe to influence your culture and all the things they've accomplished over the past years, but to look deeper into their character. And I think there's two exercises we can do that. One focuses on your seniors giving back, and then an exercise you can do with your seniors to help propel them forward as they leave your high school program or your college program, moving to the college level or moving into the real world. First one is to have your seniors write a letter to the player who's gonna wear their jersey number the following season. Now, they may not know who that player is gonna be, but this is an opportunity for them to build in to the future players in their program, to tell them what it meant to wear this jersey, what this number means to them, how they lived it out, what they learned, how they grew, the challenges they faced. And coaches, it's a real cool thing as you have new players coming in to hear from somebody who wore that number with pride and grew and learned and doesn't just say all the good things, but also the struggles, to really help set the tone and to communicate with that future player, hey, this is a big deal. This is important. And who wore this jersey, I want to live up to those standards that person set. The other thing is to have your current players, the underclassmen on your team, write letters to the graduating player. This can also go to other players who played, maybe some upperclassmen who graduated in past years, if you're still connected with them, to have them also write letters to the graduating player. And this is just a way for them to reinforce, encourage, build up, edify, and just share, and maybe a little bit vulnerable, to share with that graduating player what it has meant to be their teammate, how they have influenced them along their journey, and the legacy they're leaving. And I think this is something our seniors can come back to over the years, and is something that they will remember, find very powerful, maybe in a time in their life that they're struggling, but also really reinforces those character qualities and the influence they have on others, and serving others, and making and impacting lives beyond themselves. This is a great reminder where they can go back and just read those letters in the future when they're, you know, doing life and their jobs and their community with their families. But I think it's just a special token of appreciation that we can add to not just all the great ceremonies of, you know, video tributes, great speech by coaches, all those awesome things that we do to celebrate our seniors. But I think these two things can just add maybe a next level to your culture as you celebrate the seniors that are graduating from your program this season. That was Culture Builders episode 191. I hope you liked it. We would love to hear from you on Twitter at Coach Soudan, as well as JP Nurbin, Nate Sanderson. We're expanding our mentorship program. We would love to hear from you. If you have any questions, reach out at thriveonchallenge.com. It's been a ton of fun getting to know some new coaches, and we hope maybe one of those new coaches can be you.